Hello, I'm Pastor Scott Seeke from Amazing Grace Lutheran Church in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thank you for downloading this week's sermon. Please visit tisgrace.org to learn more about our church. Enjoy. Well, it's good to be back. I was away last week. I was at a old college friend's wedding. And I got the invitation way back, like, last fall, so had it booked for a long time, and even before I had a job, I got the invitation, and I was super excited because, this is all the old college friends, right? So we're going to get together, we're all going to tell stories about all the dumb stuff we did in college, we're going to dance at the reception, which is the only time I ever dance, by the way, is with my college friends. We're going to sing Devil Went Down to Georgia, because that's something I always did in college, which, like, is really funny, because I actually went to Georgia, and they're all kind of like, I'm not really sure what that means, but it's always good for a laugh. So I was super excited. So as soon as I got the invitation, 6 months in advance, the minute tickets went on sale, I was like, boom, bought the plane ticket. And it's been a while since I bought a plane ticket. Now they have all these kind of options where you can pay extra money if you want it to be refundable, and you can pay extra money if you want flexibility. And I figured I'd save a few bucks and skip that because all my college friends are going to this wedding, right? Of course, it's our old college buddy Mark. So I bought the ticket, made plans to stay with another friend in D.C., and I started getting in touch with the old college buddies. I was like, hey, Lockie, this is going to be great. And Lockie's like, I can't make it. Aww. Like, well, that's a bummer. So I, Todd, Todd, let's do this. It's going to be great. Todd's like, not coming. Okay. Bud, you're coming, right? Bud's like, nope, I can't make it either. So I was really glad I went in a way, because I was the only of our old college friends that made it, but I also knew that I was going to Washington, D.C. to be at a wedding where the only person I knew was the groom. I had met his fiancée for like 5 minutes once we had a cup of coffee. That was it. And you know how much time you spend with the bride and groom at their wedding, right? Which is like, hey, how are you? And then they're off. So I knew it was going to be weird, and boy, was I not disappointed. So the wedding took place at the Carnegie Institute for Science in D.C. It was 10 blocks straight north of the White House. If you go out on that road and you go straight, you run into the White House. So it was a really cool spot. The actual ceremony was in this marble foyer. It was like as tall as this building, and it had skylights in the ceiling. And it was just fantastic. And so I took my seat in the far back corner, right next to a pole, and then some total stranger came sat to me, and I was like, hi. Kind of weird, but it was all right. Then the wedding happens. It was a fantastic wedding. It was really nice. They're going to be super happy. I'm super pumped for them. Wedding gets over, and they opened up the doors to the cocktail and appetizer room before dinner, right? Because they got to go take like 150 more pictures. Got to have something to do. Let's have some drinks. Let's have some appetizers. So I walk in there, and Mark, the guy who got married, had apparently invented a drink that he named after Otto, which is the motto of Syracuse, where we went to school. So I was like, all right, that's cool. I'll get an Otto. It's this kind of orangey, I don't even know what was in it. It was fine. So I got an Otto, and I kind of looked around. And there, back in the corner, there were these round tables that are like about this high that you can kind of stand and set drinks on. So I went, and I stood around that table in the corner, and I drank my drink, and that was kind of it. Just standing there in a room full of people. Everybody knew somebody, and there I was by myself drinking in the corner, which is not really where you want to be. And it was weird, because when you go to a new job, right, you're the first person, you don't know anybody, there's somebody who takes you around, who introduces you to people. When you go to a new school, there's an orientation, the teacher will say hello. Even when you come to church, hopefully if you're new, there was somebody at the door at least who greeted you, said hello, maybe introduced themselves. Nothing. Now, I don't blame them. Right? They didn't come to make me feel comfortable. They were there to support Mark and Aaron, and it was great. But there was nobody for me to talk to. And I honestly have not felt that alone maybe ever. I've been alone before. I've been alone like on top of mountains in the middle of the woods. That was fine because I was by myself. But I was alone, really alone. And so I decided, you know, I'm standing there, all right, well, maybe I can listen in on some conversations, maybe find a connecting point, you know, maybe strike up some conversation with some folks. Here's the weird thing about that. Everybody was talking about things that I had no clue about. Because everybody was like, hey, remember this wedding that we went to? Or, you know, how's cousin so-and-so? Oh yeah, remember the time when they did, that's what you do at weddings. You reconnect with people, you tell old stories. That's what I wanted to do with my college friends. They were all doing that. And I'm not kidding you, they might as well have been speaking another language. What it sounded like was when I was in Japan and I was in a room full of people speaking Japanese. Or when I was in Italy and I was in a room full of people speaking Italian. I could not understand a thing. And I was alone. Needless to say, that is not God's will for our lives. That is not what God intends for you and for me. And this Pentecost story, while we talk a lot about the languages and we celebrate the languages and we have the tongues of flame and the dove and all that, fundamentally, this is not a story about a miracle that took place. Fundamentally, it is about God wanting to be together with us and for us to be together with each other. Because in the Pentecost story, it harkens back to that Old Testament reading that we had from Genesis, where people decide that they're going to get close to God. And so the way that they're going to get close to God is they're going to build a tower so they can be as high as God is. And then they'll be with God. And God's like, that's not how it works. And so God breaks the tower down and gives people all these different languages and separates them. Then in Acts, God has come down to be close to us because that's how we get close to God. It's not by us going up, it's by God coming down. So God has come down to be close to us, and now God gets rid of all the languages. And so the Pentecost story is really an unmaking of the Genesis story and a restoration of God being with people and people being together. The Pentecost story is really a story of community. Community with God, and community with one another across all of the barriers that could separate us. And so this is why Pentecost is when we have confirmation. It's because Emma Ladd Thomas is going to say in a few minutes, she's going to say yes to the promises that God has offered to her. She's going to say yes to God, and she's going to say yes to being part of this community. When you were baptized, you didn't get a choice. We did it. You didn't get an option, you just maybe screamed a little, and that was it. But now, she's saying yes to being part of this community, and it's a choice. And that's why it's on Pentecost. But here's the other thing about Pentecost in this church, and you saw this. The people who read today in those languages are part of our church. They're here. We had other people read at the 8:30. I mean, honestly, If we had an Australian and a penguin, we'd have had all the continents. And I know an Australian, and I'm trying to get him here because he doesn't live that far away. I don't know any penguins that can talk, but, you know, if somebody's got one lined up, that'd be great. We'd have all the continents here already. Don't even have to go looking for them. Pentecost happens here every week, but where it happens most visibly is down there on Wednesday nights for homework help. And if you haven't been here for homework help, you need to go. Not for the kids, not for the parents, and not for me. You need to go for you. You need to go so you can see what Pentecost actually looks like when it happens. Because what happened is, we had a bunch of people who didn't speak very good English, we had a bunch of people who didn't speak very good Spanish, and all of a sudden, they're a community. And God did that. We didn't do that. God did that.
Pentecost happens every Wednesday night, here, down there. And if you haven't been, you need to go. I say that, and of course, Homework Help is not meeting for like the next couple of weeks. So that's kind of a bummer. Picks up again with VBS, June 15th. We gotta come check it out, because it's amazing. And anybody who's been a part of it, it's so immediately, it's so obvious that what happens there on Wednesdays needs to happen here on Sundays and on Tuesdays and on Thursdays and all throughout the week. There is a group of people that meets down there that this is their church, but there's a language barrier. There's a separation there, and we need to fix that. And I don't know how we're going to fix that. I have no idea. I mean, look, obviously, if like all of a sudden 30 more people started coming to this worship, that would be a problem, right? We'd have to fix that. I'm not going to be able to speak sermons in Spanish. Sorry, it's not going to happen. I can try, I'll do my best, but it's not going to happen. There are things that we need to talk about. There are things we need to sort out. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, it's not even in the planning phase. It's in the, like, we haven't even started the planning to plan phase. You know, like, you need a plan of who's going to come up with a plan. We haven't even planned who's going to come up with a plan yet. This is real, like, beginner starting phase stuff. But it's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. And nobody knows how to do this but Lutherans. This is something that Lutherans are actually good at. Better than regular people. Better than other denominations. We're good at this. Lutherans have a history of all these immigrant groups coming over from other countries. You go to the Midwest, and you go to any little town in the Midwest, and you've got the Danish church, and you've got the Swedish church, and you've got the Finnish church, and you've got the German church, and you've got the Norwegian church. You've got all these different groups of people who came here, didn't really speak the language, and you know what? We sorted it out. It's in our cultural DNA. We just got to find it. So we're going to find it, and we're going to figure it out. And there are some things that I think are obvious. We'll have Spanish, we'll have English language classes for adults who speak Spanish. We're going to do that. I think we have to. We'll have some classes for those of you who speak English who want to learn better Spanish. We'll do that too. Beyond that, you got me. I don't know. I don't know what God's doing. What I do know is that we're going to figure it out together. Right? It's going to be a process where everybody can have input, where we're all going to talk, we're going to communicate, it's going to be open, it's going to be honest. My door is always going to be open, so if you're like, hey, why are we talking about this? Come talk to me. You can come ask me any question, and I mean any question. You want a question about your taxes? You can come ask me. Will I know the answer? Probably not, but I'll give you one anyway. You can come ask me any question you want, anytime, about anything. But this Pentecost thing is real, and it's real here, and God is calling us to fulfill our potential as a Pentecost community by bringing people of different backgrounds and languages together, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see what God is doing. It's going to take a while, so if you're expecting something next week or next month, that probably won't happen. Sorry. Could be a year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know. I don't know. But this is God's will for people of different backgrounds, languages, from different places to come together and be community together with God. And that's what God is doing here. God loves you. So do I. Amen.